This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If she's excited, if she's expressing sentiments of jubilation, she's so excited to tell you about her new outfit, then you can't be sitting there so lame. Oh, okay, you look nice. You look stunning. That's not what she's looking for. The question many people ask, why do husband and wife fight so much? Why is there so much fighting in the house? Well, to answer that question, we need to look a little deeper into the makeup of men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men differently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created women differently. We are different on the outside. We are different on the inside. Our appearance is different. Our physique is different. The physiology is different. So if we are different on the external front, don't you think we are going to be different on the internal front? And that's when we don't understand one another. There's a lot of friction, a lot of tension in the home. And my effort today is to explain the differences between men and women and to make you understand how to work with those differences. So the first thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. The man is not like the woman. Meaning we are different in terms of our external features and we are different in terms of our internal features. A man will process information differently. A lady will process information differently. Now, the idea of our differences is not to create conflict, but to understand one another, to supplement one another, and to work with our differences. Now let's look at some of the major differences between men and women. The first thing, stress. A man will approach stress differently and a lady will approach stress differently. When a man is stressed out, he retreats, he withdraws, he disconnects, he goes into his cave, he goes silent, he goes mute. He doesn't want any noise around him and he's lost in his own world. That's how he deals with stress. A lady, on the other hand, when she is stressed, she needs to speak, she needs to talk, she needs to offload, she needs to speak her mind. Can you see the contrast between the two? Now, picture the scenario, the husband walks into the house and the wife starts to speak. What's going to happen? The man is going to think, what's wrong with her? Why is she talking so much? And when a man is stressed and he's not talking, the lady is going to think, why is this man not talking? Why is he so quiet? Is something wrong with him? Maybe you're not interested in me. Maybe you don't want to talk to me. Maybe you just don't find me entertaining. Maybe you don't look forward to my company. And when this misunderstanding grows between the two, there's great conflict in the home. What a man needs to understand, when a lady is stressed out, she needs to speak. What a lady needs to understand, when a man is stressed out, he needs to keep quiet. He goes into his cave. Now when you understand each other, it's easier to work with one another and it's easier to relate to the opposite gender. So the next time, when the husband walks into the house, and he doesn't want to talk, and he wants to retreat to his cave, allow him the space. Give him a few minutes to unwind. Give him a few minutes to de-stress. Once he comes out of his cave, he will be ready to connect with you. The next time your wife wants to talk, give her an attentive ear. Give her a hearing. Let her speak her mind, and she will feel much connected with you. She'll feel love, she'll feel affection. There'll be that chemistry between the two of you. So the first difference that we need to understand, when a man is stressed, he needs to keep quiet. He needs to withdraw. He needs to go to his cave. When a lady is stressed, she needs to talk. My brother, she's not nagging you. She's just trying to connect with you through whatever she is saying, through her conversation. So that's the first major difference. How can a man help his wife? Number one, listen attentively. As men, we tend to interrupt and give smart answers to the problems our women are presenting. So a typical example, your wife will tell you, you know, today I had such a hectic day. First I was running late, and then the domestic did not pitch up, and then the washing machine just gave up. What does a man do? You know what? I think you should wake up early, number one, so you won't be late. Number two, I think I'll get my friend to check up the washing machine. Number three, I think you must fire the domestic. We as men, we tend to give solutions to the problems our women tend to present. She's not looking for solutions. She just wants you to hear her out. She's looking for validation. She just wants you to hear her out. When she's speaking, listen to her. That's all. Don't offer solutions. Keep your smart answers to yourself. And this is how we are as men. We are wired differently. We are solution orientated. A lady, on the other hand, she's not interested in your solutions. When she wants that, she'll ask you specifically. But if she's just giving you the rundown of her day, listen to her. Look out for feelings. Look out for sentiments. And accordingly match that. So number one, listen to her attentively. There's a difference between listening and hearing. Hearing is simply taking information from the one ear and taking it out from the other ear. Number two, do not give solutions. Keep your smart answers to yourself. Don't interrupt. Don't interject. Don't provide smart answers. Number three, look for feelings. Ask yourself, is my partner feeling tense? If she's feeling tense, then you need to match the emotions and accordingly respond to the situation. If she's excited, if she's expressing sentiments of jubilation, she's so excited to tell you about her new outfit, then you can't be sitting there so lame. Oh, okay, you look nice. You look stunning. That's not what she's looking for. She's going to tell you, it seems like you're not interested in me. But if you tell her with love and affection, oh wow, you look stunning, you look beautiful, you look dashing, subhanallah, you look so beautiful. If you match the rapport, if you match her response with equal enthusiasm, you will see that you are building a connection with her. So look out for feelings. Is she feeling sad? Is she feeling tense? Is she stressed out? Or is she excited? Is she jubilated? You need to match the tone and you need to build rapport with her. And the next point is, when she is talking, she might not follow a sequence in her discussion. She might tell you about her mother, and then she'll tell you something about the kitchen, and then she'll tell you something about her work that she experienced, and then she'll tell you about the kids, and you might be lost there, like, where is this discussion going? You need to have the patience to follow it through from the top to the bottom. Don't look for chronological sequence. Don't look for something logical to flow through. Just go through and listen to her. Have you ever seen your wife speak to her sister or her friend or her mother or her colleague? Have you ever seen how the conversation flows? They'll speak for 20, 30, 40 minutes. And the lady on the opposite end will just say, wow, amazing, subhanallah. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. Wow. That's all you hear from the opposite side. And on the other side, she is speaking her mind out. After that 1 hour of conversation, she feels, my friend understands me. My friend understands what I'm going through. And you as a man, you sit and think like, no man, something is not right here, man. That lady offered no solutions. She just heard her out. And that's the point. When a lady feels heard, when she feels that I've spoken what's on my mind, she feels validated. And that leads me to the last point, and that is, provide validation for your wife when she is speaking. If she is sad, then you must say, yes, I can understand what you're going through. You know, I can feel what you are experiencing. You know, it's so sad. So provide validation. Don't trivialize the problem. I think you're overreacting. I think what you're saying is maybe an overreach. Maybe you need to relook at it. Don't say things like that because you're looking for problems in your home. But if you provide validation, you look at her and you say, my darling, what you're saying, and I can understand, I can relate to what you're saying. I can feel where you're coming from. I get your perspective. So that's how a man needs to help his wife when she is talking. Now, let's look at the flip side of the coin. How can a lady help the husband? So, number one, when the husband comes into the house, allow him space to unwind. Let him relax. Let him retreat to his cave. Once he has come out of his cave, he will be ready to connect with you. You see, when a man is in his cave, he loses connection with the people and the things around him. He can be sitting and just thinking. And you, on the other hand, you're trying to figure out what's going on in this man's mind. But don't try to figure out. Allow him the few minutes to unwind. When a man is in his cave, this is how it works. You don't talk to anyone. You don't worry about anything around you. And you just sit still. That is why a man can go fishing for hours and just sit like this. You know, he can cast and he can just sit. Because he's wired that way. A lady, on the other hand, cannot understand, why is this man so quiet? Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. Maybe he's upset with me. Maybe he just doesn't find me interesting. You don't have to get offensive. Or you don't have to get defensive. All you need to understand that he's in his cave. He's unwinding. He is de-stressing. Once he's ready, once he comes out of his cave after 5-10 minutes, he will be ready to connect with you. So don't push him to talk. Don't push him to offload whatever is on his mind. Allow him to de-stress in his own way. So you must be asking, what must I do, Mulana? Well, you sit, you relax, you catch up on your own social media, go play Candy Crush, go do something on your own. You allow him the space. You just let him know, honey, if you need anything, I'm around, inshallah. Once you give him that space, he will have so much of respect for you. He will not run out of the house to go into his cave. He knows my place, my home, is a safe sanctuary where I can retreat to my cave. I don't have to worry about my wife because she's understanding. And once he's out of his cave, he will automatically open up to you. So you don't have to take any offense. You don't have to feel bad. Why is my husband not speaking to me? That's how a man is wired. So a man needs to understand how a lady is wired and how she unwinds. And both parties need to work with one another. Remember, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us different by default. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us different for a reason. Our job is not to eliminate the differences. Our job is to work with our differences. The beauty of the rainbow is in the different colors. The beauty of a lady is because she's different. And the beauty of a man is because he's different. So at the end of the day, we don't eliminate the differences. We work with our differences. If you try to eliminate the differences, that's when the marriage will hit the rocks. And I feel that many people fight simply because they haven't understood their partner. Once you understand how a lady behaves when she's stressed out, and how a man behaves when he's stressed out, when you understand each other, you won't eliminate conflict, but you will definitely reduce conflict. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, and may we work on our marriages. May we take our marriages seriously. May our relationships blossom into the akhirah also. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.